Doug, 8 straight wins, but different ways of doing it. How about the versatility that your offense has had to show?
Looking back on our 8 wins, I think one thing that has been a consistent for us is, well, one, the offense has really kind of picked itself up, meaning we kind of found a little bit of a rhythm, a little bit of an identity in these 8 wins. Alex has really managed the game, managed the offense, done everything we've asked him to do and more. He's playing at an extremely high level right now. The offensive line has come together. And then here lately, too, what you're seeing is special teams and defense. They're scoring on defense. And when you can get those defensive scores like we've been here in the last couple of weeks, and we're just not turning the ball over. That's the other thing that's been very beneficial to us in these last 8 games.
Follow up with Alex. Now he's the all-time franchise leader of wins as a starting quarterback in the first 3 years, which you think that includes Len Dawson and some other folks. And he's 3rd in the league in blitz passer rating. How much better is he at recognizing, particularly in the blitz, and allowing you to get a big play?
That's an area that he really takes a lot of pride in, and he really studies that area, the blitz game, particularly on 3rd down when they get into their sub packages, and sometimes they're what we call their quarter or dime packages. And he really understands what a defense is trying to do. He studies their tendencies. He studies, you know, the little things on defense that gives a tip. And then on top of that, we've been able to kind of stay in 3rd and manageable situations, which allows him to get the ball out of his hand fast. With that being said, Albert Wilson has really picked his game up. And then, of course, it goes without saying, Jeremy Maclin and Travis Kelce are your two top playmakers that we got to find ways to get them the football. And they can be very explosive when we do that.
They run a lead that way. Wes breaks through. 30-yard line to the 20. Outracing the DB. 10, 5, left front pylon. Touchdown!
You get the 38-yard run for a touchdown in the last game. You've had a 52-yard run, a 47-yard run. That running game, whether it's Ware, West, or even Nile, where's it at right now, particularly going into crunch time?
Since we lost Jamal, it's kind of been that running back by committee. And Sharkhendrick West has done an outstanding job kind of filling that role. And then here comes Spencer Ware, and you still have Nile Davis hanging in there. And then, of course, you know, the sausage does a great job of coming in and blocking and to spring a guy like Sharkhendrick on that run this past weekend. And again, it's a mindset. The running game is a mindset, and it's our will over theirs.
Final question. Here comes Cleveland. As a game planner and you and Coach working together and Eric, the rest of the offensive guys, you pretty much have an idea what Cleveland's going to do. How is that in crunch time?
Yeah, you know, it's something that that we're obviously very aware of this time of the year, but you know, you're not going to hold anything back. It's full steam ahead, and you got a volume of information and plays on tape and in your bank, your database, so to speak. So you can go back to early part of the season or midway through the season and start drawing on some of the plays that we're used to, the formations that we're used to. And really, to be quite honest, sometimes it's easier to scale it back to get more simple this time of year. Crunch time, guys are tired, mentally fatigued. And if you do that and allow your guys just to play fast on Sunday, you cut down and eliminate a mistake.
I've seen you pull out stuff from St. Joe that I haven't seen up to this point. You got some like St. Joe stuff back in there?
There's still quite a bit of offense still back in that vault. So you get to this time of year and some of those unscouted looks start to show up, and anything you can do to create an advantage, take advantage of field position, this is that time of year to start showing them.